This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is What a Change. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today comes from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 19 through 22. For some days, he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogues, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. I remember singing an old gospel hymn in my younger days that goes like this. What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. With these words and the words that follow, this song captures the truth of what happened to Saul and what happens to anyone who truly meets Jesus. Saul was a changed man, and the change that took place in his life was a dramatic one. In our scripture lesson today in Acts 9, we see him now proclaiming as the Son of God, the one whose message he formerly sought to snuff out. This is something only God can do. I have seen people come to Christ in a variety of ways. Some have had dramatic changes, while in others the change is more gradual. But the main thing is that faith in Christ should grow and become the dominating feature of a person's life. Although Luke, the writer of Acts, didn't mention it here, Paul related in Galatians 1 that he went to Arabia for a time of prayer and preparation for the mission God had given him. When God calls us to do something for him, it is always good first to pause and pray for strength and guidance. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.